You just tell me when to start, and I'll start, okay? Yeah, whenever. No, go on. You can go to the bathroom. I'll wait. Hurry up, though, okay? Hurry up. Okay, I'll wait here. You just tell me when to start, and I'll start. You just point your finger at me, and then I'll start, okay? All right, good. You still there? Okay, thank you. Good. Okay. All right. Okay, you just tell me when to start. I don't know. What's your problem? What's taking you so long? Come on, this is embarrassing. Just... Oh, God.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Start now.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show.
Wait.
Hold on tight.
All right.
Things can get a bit weird.
Okay.
If you like that sort of thing.
I'll wait. I'll wait until after the theme music. Then
whatever.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Cool.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. That's what they call me, and that is indeed what's going to happen here. So, hi. Do you want me to start now? Okay. Ron, how long can you milk a bit? Seriously? What are you going to do this for an hour? What is this? What are you doing? Welcome to the program. I went through a whole thing yesterday. I own a home. I'm a homeowner. And I live in the Northeast. We're entering hurricane season. And then the winter, which is usually cold and blustery and all that kind of stuff. And I'm concerned because last year there was a storm and it knocked out power in my area for about 4 days, and it was freezing cold outside. My nose was turning blue, and I had no power, and my sump pump, which is a pump that, for those of you who don't have one, it pumps the water out, for the groundwater out. Without it, and without electricity, water starts collecting in your basement. And believe me, I love to collect things. Water is not one of them. There's a company called Generac, and they make this unit, which is about the size of an air conditioner, a big one, and it's put outside the home. It hooks up to your gas. You have to have gas in your home, and if there's a power outage, this thing automatically kicks on, and you have power in your house, and it's a wonderful thing. So I had the guy come over to look at the place and see if he could wire it up. It has to be installed, the whole bit. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, it's probably going to be like $1,000 or something. Wow, I don't know. That's a lot of money just for something that may happen. So he was looking at it, and he's saying, this is wonderful, Ron. When the power goes out, it's like you had power. You still have power. You're going to have power forever without any electricity whatsoever. And it's fantastic, Ron. You'll love this. It's such a, you never have to worry about storms ever again, Ron. That was his voice, by the way. That's exactly what his voice sounded like. And I said, great, how much is it going to cost? He said, well, let me put some figures together, and let's see what happened. I was saying, carry the 3, carry the 2, 911, put the comma over here, put the comma over here. Uh-oh. Okay, Ron, here's the deal, and this is going to be lower than any estimate you could possibly have. You don't have to worry about power outages ever again. This is, here, ready? Yes. It's just $8,000. What? $8,000? Well, let me just go open up my safe. $8,000? No, that's all it is. That's all it is? Did you say thousand? Yes, I say thousand. That's a deal. So, well, how much is the unit itself? Oh, that's $2,000. Uh-huh. So $6,000 to install it? Yeah. We have to connect to the gas. We have to get a licensed plumber. We have to get the gas company over here to inspect the gas line hookup. We have to run a line from one side of the house to the other side of your house, and we have to have lunch, and we have to go to Bermuda for 3 years, and this is going to cost, and that's not a bad price, Ron. I just think $8,000 in order to have security in case there's a storm. Yeah. Mm. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. So now I'm thinking this isn't right. This is when I turn to my fellow listeners of this program and I say to you, why can't one of you must be intelligent. Why can't you sit down and invent something that won't cost $8,000? Like a freaking large car battery. Ron, what are you talking about? Yeah, here's what it is. Invent a car battery the size of an elephant. I don't care how big it is. Maybe it can be buried underground or something. I have no idea. Put it in a little enclosure. A big freaking car battery, you know, about the size of a table, let's say. All right, that's not that big. And then when the power goes out, you have stored all this power in this car battery, which is constantly being charged with your electric every day. When your electric goes out, the car battery kicks in, and you can run stuff in your home. Not everything, you know, maybe a little heater or, you know, a couple of light bulbs and your pump there, your water pump. You know, like, what's the problem? Ron, that wouldn't last all that long. Doesn't have to last all that long. Give me 2-3 days on the deal. That's all. Maybe it lasts 2 or 3 days. That's enough. I'm happy with that. Can you please invent something like that, please? You'd be a billionaire. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't have to install crap. You just put it outside your house. You throw a line to your junction box. An electrician does it. And you're done. You're done. You're out of there. Like maybe $1,500, maybe even $3,000. Okay, even $3,000, and you're done. I mean, who wouldn't get something like that if they could afford it in like some easy payments? You know, FlexPay, whatever they call that thing on the home shopping network there. So, can one of you please start inventing some stuff, please? Let's get on the ball. Let's get on the ball with a lot of things. Let's invent a backup power source that can run stuff in your house for a couple of days. Let's get that done. Everybody would buy one. Come on. Let's get that done. Cancer. What are you doing sitting around all day watching football? Cure cancer, will you? You've been doing this like for decades. You know, very, very slow progress. Get it done. Let's get it done. Robert Mueller, you're investigating Donald Trump as far as not necessarily collusion, but obstruction of justice. You got him dead to the wall, man. You got him handcuffed already. What are you waiting for? Before this guy does any more damage, come out with your report, put some handcuffs on the guy, and get him the hell out of here. What are you waiting for? Why is everybody waiting so long to get these things done? This is a country of procrastination. Well, Ron, we want to make sure we get it right. Oh, you don't want to make sure you get it right. You're just eating sandwiches too long. Get this done. People dying of cancer every day. Come on, have some respect for them. Cure that damn thing, will you? Come on, you're so close. Speaking of Donald Trump, I have been, so many people have been talking about him, the fact that he's incompetent. I don't know, maybe that's an arguable point, depending on what you want him to do and what he doesn't do and what he does do. But no matter what his policies are, no matter what crazy ideas he comes up with and how many dictators he would love to go to bed with, he loved to destroy democracy and become a dictator. You know he'd love that. You're supporting that? That's not even the point. That's not even the point. Conservative judges, yeah, problem. But that's not even the point. The point is, there's a guy who's a leader of the country who can do basically whatever he wants with no checks and balances because the Congress is just like sitting there with their thumbs up their ass, not doing anything, just saying, yes, sir, yes, sir. I'm so scared about not being reelected. I don't care. The country can go down the tubes, but please just reelect me. Here's the problem. This guy has no morals. He is a ticking time bomb. He's angry. He's revengeful. He will stab you in the back as soon as you make a move. He only cares about himself. He's a thief. He's a manipulator. He's a dictator. He's a misogynist. Racist? Yeah. It's been proven. Go back in his history and see what he's been sued for. Pounces on women, disrespects women. You bet. We got the tapes. You saw the tapes. Look, that's what it's about. The guy is freaking nuts. And now he's in a box, and he's going to get even crazier. You probably know that the New York Times yesterday ran an editorial that was submitted by some Trump administration senior White House position holder. And the editorial said, I don't know if you know this or not, but Trump, the president, he's freaking crazy. We try to control him day in and day out. He's nuts. He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's bizarre. He's dangerous. We're trying to control him as best we can. This guy has no morals. You should hear what he says. You should hear what he's trying to do. They're telling us all. And you know what? I don't have to believe you or not believe you. I see the tirades all the time. I read the tweets of anger and putting people down and making fun of disabilities and seething destruction of people. I read the tweets. I see the tapes. I see him talk. I see him react. The man's a sick individual. He could be on Dr. Phil for 3 years and they still wouldn't be able to end the show. It has nothing to do with his policies or his taxes or his judge picks or his little meetings with Kim Jong-un and Russian guy. I mean, yes, it has to do with Russian guy, sure. But it's not even that. The man is a sick individual. And this sick, revengeful, I hate everybody who says anything nasty about me, I lash out, I destroy them. He says it. He said that in so many words to us. He said that in a tweet. This man has the nuclear code. He's got the proverbial button that he can push. And we're pushing him to make a decision. I've got to get these people off my back. They're destroying my reputation, my soul, my person. I must dissuade them. Let's start a war somewhere. I really think he can do that. And as a matter of fact, he even accused, when he was running for president, he accused Obama of being able to do that, and this warning that Obama could start some type of international incident in order to take the pressure off of him and the criticism off of him. Don, you're poster child for that. We're in a very dangerous time, ladies and gentlemen, not because of the policy changes and the fact that he's destroyed the Environmental Protection Agency, NATO, the allegiance of friendly nations to us, destroying the trade balance, putting tariffs on everything so things get more expensive, giving tax breaks to the rich, where the poor basically are not getting any increases in salary, which was supposed to happen. I'm not even talking about any of that stuff. The kissy-kissy face to the dictators and the I hate you attitude to Mexico and Canada and the European nations, the scathing comments that he makes about our allies and love and passion he has for North Korea and Russia. It's not even that. It's that the guy is mentally ill. He's mentally ill. And that person's in the White House and has the power. That's the scary part. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. By the way, if you're Republican, you should be more pissed than anybody because he's destroying your party right in front of your face. No, it's the fact that he hates this country and loves himself. He loves people that say nice things about him. He hates and seeks destructive revenge on everybody that speaks against him. He despises protesters. And the free press is the enemy of the people. Donald, the enemy of the people is you. I'll go no further about this today because many of you are probably saying, Ron, what's your deal? Well, it's because you don't follow the news and you don't read the tweets and you don't have concern about the fact that your country may be being destroyed right in front of your face, but you're not really aware of it because you don't follow this stuff because you just don't want to be a part of it because it's just, you know, you stay out of politics. This isn't politics. This is your life. This is the country, the land on which you live. This is different. This is very different. Okay, that's enough pontification. I'm not the Pope. Thank God, he's got problems too. Yeah, the Pope's got problems. Even the Pope's got problems. You believe that? A lot of the Pope followers are saying the Pope is like hiding horrible things about... Oh, I don't even want to talk about that.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
All right, that's enough. My guest joins me momentarily, and then we'll talk. We'll have a little coffee and something like that. I treat my guests very, very well. Some of them I talk to on the phone. Some of them actually stay overnight, and we open up a bottle of wine, and we get kind of loose. You know what I'm saying? That's not true. That's not true at all. That's a lie. You see how easily you can believe? Ron, I didn't believe that to begin with. Oh, okay. The world is just a bunch of crap right now. The Pope, you can't even trust the Pope. The Pope knew about these molestations by priests and didn't do anything. Well, it was a big deal. They didn't know how to handle that, but they were aware. All the popes were aware, the cardinals. They just shuffled them around like cards in a playing deck so that they could rape again. So it's like our foundations are crumbling from beneath us. We always thought that this country was was so solid that it could handle anything, any kind of impact, any kind of problem. And now we're learning that the foundation's very shaky. People are not even protecting the foundation. They're just protecting the thing that's breaking up the foundation. Where's the second coming thing, you know, without all the fire and brimstone? Just send us a nice person with the morals of John McCain and the abilities of Jesus. Send us a nice person. They can be in politics. It's okay. Send someone down from the mountain with a goat and a tub of yogurt or something. I don't care. The Dalai Lama, or just send me the Lama at this point. Lama would have more leadership capabilities than what I got now. Just send me someone who has morals and goodness, who when they speak makes sense, who just puts this country first and themselves absolutely last. If Donald Trump had half the brains, I mean even half the brains and half the respect, he would say, look, my presidency is just like, look, I've got a sordid past. I'm a businessman. This president thing is just muddying the waters. This country's getting destroyed. I thought I'd make America great, but they're not letting me do it because I thought I could do it as a dictator. But, you know, Congress is kissing my ass and my cheeks are getting sore. So, look, I'm bowing out, man. I'm bowing out. And you can put me in the history books as the greatest American ever because I put this country over myself. I realized that I had so much baggage behind me with my beauty pageants and my real estate dealings and my bankruptcies and yeah, I tell lies. Who doesn't? But I tell lies, yeah. I manipulate. Yes, I know I do. I'm delusional. I should be in therapy. I get it. So I'm going to step down and just turn this over to the next person. Good luck. Good luck. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to step down. Man, Trump would be a hero even amongst those that hated him. But is he going to do that? No. Like the captain of the Titanic, he's going to go down with his ship. And he's the one that punched the hole in the hull. Send me this savior, will you please? Send me this person who can put it all together, bring people together from the left, from the right, bring them to the middle, and get this ball rolling again. Send me that person on a platter. Doesn't have to be silver. And let's get this thing going. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. Just got to calm down. Our guest joins us right after this.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. But you need to know that it's okay. We all make mistakes. And we must learn to forgive ourselves. The universe wants us to be happy, whether or not we listen to The Ron Van Dam Show. Nothing is forever, including The Ron Van Dam Show. You will be fine. The universe will try to forget about this one.
How are you today?
Hi, Ron.
I like your first name. Very nice.
Yeah, there aren't many of them these days.
No, there's just two of us, I think.
I live there because I trained at Mass General Hospital.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Which is your area.
Very much so. Well, this is Dr. Ronald Emke, who is an MD and FACP. I don't know what that is, FACR, but a lot of good letters after that. We're talking about osteoporosis, which is quite common among all ages, I understand.
Yes, it is.
And we're treating it in the past we've treated it in a very different way than we're doing now, I understand.
Well, you're talking about glucocorticoid-induced osteoporosis?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that is a condition that occurs in patients, men or women,
yes,
who are taking corticosteroids, a group of drugs with which prednisone is the most common drug.
Uh-huh.
And this leads to changes in the bone that cause it to become thinner, more brittle, and much more susceptible to fractures.
Yes.
It's a significant problem. In fact, there were studies done indicating that in patients taking prednisone at a dosage of 10 milligrams or more per day for a period of 3 months, there was a 17 times greater incidence of vertebral fractures and 7 times greater incidence of hip fractures than in patients who are not taking the medications. So it's a very big problem.
So the use of prednisone must be quite extreme, because as I understand it, prednisone is supposed to be taken for a short period of time usually.
Well, if you look at the chronic diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, asthma, COPD, a lot of these patients really require prednisone longer than a 6-month period of time.
Wow.
And if you are going to be on prednisone for 7.5 milligrams,
yes,
and you have been on it for a while, and you're going to be on it at least 6 more months, they anticipate, you should be considered for treatment by your physician.
Okay. Now, who is at risk for something like this? Can it happen to anybody?
Well, it depends upon the dosage and duration of treatment of prednisone.
Prednisone, okay.
So this is not postmenopausal osteoporosis,
right,
which is a little different entity.
Okay. And how would you get diagnosed for something like this? This would be through a specialist, I understand.
Yeah, generally, your physician would have the information,
mm-hmm,
of how long you've been taking a given medication, what doses it's been, and he can then assess your risk factors and define whether it's a problem for you and you really need to be treated.
They're
the best person.
Okay, what symptoms would I have that I would consider? I assume I would have had these symptoms or some type of condition for a period of time already.
Well, you might have in GOP, which is glucocorticoid-induced osteoporosis, the major symptom you might have would be a fracture.
Yeah, okay.
Or you might have a relative quick loss of height. That's another symptom,
wow,
which suggests you might have a vertebral fracture.
And this can come on suddenly and you may not even realize it, or is this a result of an injury?
No, this is a result of being on the medication.
On the medication,
for this period of time,
okay.
And usually people will fracture with minimal trauma. I've had lots of COPD patients fracture their ribs by coughing.
Get that.
This kind of issue,
Wow. I guess most of us would most commonly know the use of this through a COPD or some type of extreme asthma situation.
Probably. Rheumatoid arthritis is another very common. Even some inflammatory bowel diseases patients, doctors will use prednisone.
So what would be the result for this?
The result is to try, you mean with the medication, with the treatment?
Yes.
It would be to try to increase your bone mass.
Okay. All right.
Make the bone stronger if possible.
Okay. All right. So, So we have the warning signs, and we know to get treatment. Do we speak to our doctor about any specific type of treatment that we would hear of, such as this, or would we rely upon our specialist to give us those options?
I would rely on your physician, because while there are many medications available, Prolia is the newest one approved.
Uh-huh.
They all have benefits and side effects. Your physician knows your case in depth and can answer these questions and decide for you and tailor a program for you.
Okay, all right. How do I know that my specialist would be up to date with all these possible options?
I think most people today, most
they would be,
are up to date.
Okay.
And the information is readily available to them.
All right. If I don't do anything about this, what would be the dangers of just living with this without treatment?
The danger might be multiple fractures.
I see.
In the vertebrae, hip, and so on. And that can lead to disability and chronic pain and a relatively unpleasant life.
Okay. So let me ask you, at a younger age or middle age, one would think that their bones would heal better and they would be a little bit more pliable because of the age, even though you may have a condition. Is it true that once you get into the senior part of life that this would be a danger that would be compounded?
In general, as we age, we are more susceptible to fractures and things, and our healing process is not always as good as it was when we were younger, but we really don't have solid data about the healing of vertebral fractures in age groups.
Okay. So as a result of our conversation, what would somebody with these concerns do beyond what they're doing already?
I think the most important thing to do is to talk to your physician if you're on prednisone.
Okay.
And let them help decide for you whether first you need to be treated and with what medication.
Okay. Where would I go for more information, doctor?
I would go to your doctor again. He or she is the most reliable source for this for you.
All right.
And they can find the information out readily.
Okay. So I guess what you're saying is be aware, be educated, and make sure you know all your options.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about this because it is a problem.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Very important stuff. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for me today. Got all beside myself with this Trump thing. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I don't think you tuned in to hear that kind of diatribe. So, whatever. You know, it's a whatever. All right, have yourselves a wonderful day. Do what you can. I mean, but please do this for me. A, pay attention to what's going on in Washington. It's crucial right now. B, make sure you vote in November. Oh, I'll be reminding you. This has got to be more people voting than ever. And this is not a presidential election, but in many ways, it really is. I wish you peace.